Twitter.
Let's do a stupid fact of the day, shall we?
Let's do some learning.
You know, we always like to say that learning happens accidentally on this show. But then there are few instances when we purposefully try to thrust learning your way.
Oh boy, this is one of those?
Yep. And I will respect a listener who reached out the other day after letting you know that there are upwards of 8 insect legs in each chocolate bar you eat.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, she was like, hey, when you said stupid fact of the day, I thought you were going to say something like the size of Nick Jonas's pants, not something that will make me barf. So with respect to that, the stupid fact of the day will not make you barf.
Oh, great.
All right.
That's good news. Does it have anything to do with Nick Jonas's pants?
I mean, it can.
Okay.
Stupid fact of the day. Every time you sneeze, some of your brain cells die.
Oh, wow. Is that why I instinctively try not to sneeze? I try to hold it in?
I would imagine.
Is that because I know I'm going to lose brain cells?
I would imagine the same effect happens.
Oh, dang. You think I'm losing them anyway? Even if the actual sneeze doesn't exit my body fully?
Kelly, I think you and I, brain cells just float away.
We need all we can keep.
On a daily basis.
We need all we can keep. We got to hang on to them if we can, whatever we got.
Yeah, so every time you sneeze, say a little rest in peace to some of your brain cells.
Oh, you get a little dumber. Oh, that's not good.
That is your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. I mean,
how did they figure that out?
I mean,
seriously.
We thought a 4-hour radio show would do the same thing. Look, there's nothing wrong with splurging a little on a date, right?
Sure, absolutely. You want to try to, you know, impress them and maybe get a second date.
In fact, I'm throwing this into the setting the bar category because if you don't, you could very well get dumped.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
So, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without refusing to order cheese on your burger when you're on a date, you're doing okay.
But what if you don't like cheese or you're allergic or something?
No, that's not the case. It was too expensive.
Too pricey to splurge for cheese?
It was the cheese that was the beginning of the downfall. This woman named Daphna, she went viral after she talked about this date. It was going perfectly fine until the date ordered a burger. And so the waitress asked him if he wanted cheese on it. He was like, hey, is that an extra charge? Now, to be fair to the guy, the waitress said, yeah, it was going to be about $3 more.
And $3 for cheese on your burger?
That's probably exactly the way he said it, too.
Oh, wow.
And so he later told Daphna, that was crazy how much they charge extra for everything these days. And that turned her off.
Oh, too cheap for me.
Yeah, to where she was just like, well, you know, it's New York City.
You're going to expect to pay more.
Yeah, this is going to happen. So after they ate their meal, she got up saying she had to go to the restroom, then ghosted him, paid the bill, walked out. She just, you know, found her waitress and was like, hey, I got the bill. Let me just cover this and I'm just going to leave. And so then texted him, told him that she got the check. He should have gotten the cheese, then blocked him.
Oh my gosh, that's savage.
I know. So this kind of like poor guy, right?
Yeah. It's not like he told her she couldn't get something because he didn't want to pay for it. He just decided to pass on the cheese for himself.
Yeah. So she apparently wasn't even interested in a guy who was having frugalness towards himself.
He likes to save money. But he wasn't denying her what she wanted.
Right, right. So anyways, so she was kind of getting dragged. He was kind of getting dragged. Now she says, look, I'm going to give him another chance. They're talking again.
They're talking again?
Yeah, there will be another date. Maybe it's because some of the online heroes, you know, those posters were like, hey, you're kind of being ridiculous. And so
yes.
Maybe she saw that and she was like, okay.
But if I'm him, she dumped me for cheese.
And that's exactly why it's a setting the bar story.
And, like, left. So I'm not giving her another chance, I'm thinking.
Apparently he is. So, again, setting the bar.
He's nicer than me.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without refusing to order the $3 cheese on your hamburger and then getting dumped because of it, then you're doing okay.
I'm firmly Team Daphna's date on this, not Team Daphna.
Yeah.
Because that's just too savage for words.
Bonus opportunity for you to play and win this morning on 99.7 DJX. Let's say hi to Felicia calling us from Sellersburg. Hi, Felicia.
Hello.
You know what I want to say.
I know.
Bye, Felicia. We're saying hi, Felicia.
She's like, you're not the first radio chick.
I love it.
Felicia's got blonde hair, drives a VW Atlas, is a preschool teacher, and is married. How long have you been married, Felicia?
Oh, gosh, like 21 years.
Oh, wow. What's the secret?
Communication.
Communication. All right.
I like that. That's good. It's simple. Keeps it simple.
I do. I
don't
like
that. Don't ask her anymore. Don't ask her anymore. Don't make it awkward.
Yeah, please
She's
don't.
She's a teacher.
She's probably surrounded by preschool students. So if I said, you know, what keeps the spark?
Stop it. No.
All right. Fine. That'll be later, Felicia, right? Anyways, all right.
Sure.
It's a mystery sound. So Kelly's never heard this. You've never heard this. I want you to try and identify what is going on in this clip. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Oh.
Do that one more time.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to hear more of it? Because there is actually 12 seconds of that.
Yeah, play the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. It's not what you may think it sounds like.
Oh, gosh.
Horses.
You think that's a horse?
I think it's like a little kid just
or
like
chomping or clapping.
Yeah, it sounds like a little kid like slapping his.
His what, Kelly?
slapping his legs or like playing drums on his legs or something. Something like that.
I will Maybe. Give you a clue. It does have something to do with your body.
Okay.
Once again. Mystery sound. What is happening?
Snapping?
Ooh, you think snapping?
Yeah, it's got some snapping qualities.
It does sound very suggestive.
I was just thinking like a little kid like playing drums on like a bare thigh or something.
This is actually a Swedish man.
Okay. Does the Swedish part matter?
I don't know.
Okay.
His nationality is what it is. I'll give you one more guess. Mystery sound.
Gosh.
Has to do with the body. He has broken a Guinness World Record.
Oh, he's slapping his belly.
Tap dancing?
Okay, she says tap dancing. I say slapping the belly. He's like, he's slapping his belly.
Felicia, I said it has something to do with the body, and you say it's tap dancing?
Well, she's no. You could use your body to tap dance.
You're okay. Felicia, you're not great at these games, are you?
This is a hard game.
Felicia, I'll give you one more hint. This Swedish man is cracking 46 joints in his body.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so can you guess what this is? Giving the hint I just gave you.
Cracking his knuckles?
Cracking joints?
Cracking 46 joints in his body. Yes, Felicia, you got it. Yes. Ollie London is his name. He broke the Guinness World Record by consecutively cracking 46 joints in his body.
Oh, that sounds painful.
That is the sound. Oh, that last sound that you heard, that is relief.
That's relief,
right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that is relief.
That was a good one.
Wow. All right. Felicia, you're great at these games.
Listen, that was a difficult. Did anybody out there listening know that?
It was.
Did anybody get get it.
Listen, it was difficult. I do understand that. And that's why Felicia, that's what she said. That's why we are giving you the prize for just sitting through this dog
stupid
and pony
game.
Show.
Yeah. Stupid game.
All right. So congratulations, Felicia. I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Literally, I just didn't want to accept that you had literally just given us the answer, and then you still asked us what the answer was. And I was like, wait, are you tricking us?
I'm trying to lay it out very clearly for you. At Ben and Kelly Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can always DM us. We'll turn around and toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Yep. So Sasha said, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question. 3 months ago, I got a new boss. She thinks highly of my work, but she has a habit that drives me up the wall. She'll use a relatively common word and then immediately supply the definition.
Okay.
The annoying part is that they are words that any high school senior would know.
Oh.
For example, I don't mind a little frivolity in meetings, followed by that means I don't care if everyone gets a little silly. At first, I ignored it, then gave cold replies. Mm-hmm. I see, .. Then tried sarcasm. Mm-hmm. Nothing seems to work. I've spoken with coworkers, and the reply is generally something like, oh, yeah, that's just X being X.
Okay.
So if I bring this up with HR, I'm worried I will sound petty. That means my complaint won't seem very important. You see how annoying that is?
Am I the only one that like doesn't see an issue?
Yeah, I don't see an issue either, because there may be a word she uses and maybe you don't know what that means. And then you'll learn.
I mean, what if I have to look up what frivolity means?
Exactly.
I mean, let's not try to act like we're so smart that maybe we understand everything. I don't know.
I take it as an opportunity for learning because, again, there may be a word that she uses that maybe you have no idea what that means. And then you're going to be a little lost as to what she meant by that.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's a problem. I think you are being petty. Like, I don't think this is an HR situation. I think you just kind of let it go. Just let it roll off your back. If you already know what that word means and you feel like that's a little condescending pat on the head, then so be it.
She's not doing it because she thinks you're dumb.
That's the way you're taking it. I think you're taking it as, you know, are you thinking that we're so stupid that we don't know what that means? So you have to explain it every single time.
Exactly. And I mean, I think what's interesting is she said something in her DM to us where she's like, sometimes I'll say, I see, followed by an ellipsis, you know, the three dots, which I heard from someone who worked with us recently, that can be very offensive. Like,
really?
Yeah, yes, that has tone to it.
Huh.
I didn't know that. I use the three dots all the time.
I do too.
She was explaining to us, so-and-so did this and then put three dots on the end. And then I was just offended because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa. Offended? Hang on. I didn't know three dots meant that was something.
We're getting
to be taken
offended by grammar? That's
yes.
What we're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because apparently okay. That has tone. So, you know, maybe your boss. So my whole point in saying that is maybe your boss sees your replies as I see .. and is like, she's using tone with me.
You know what? I will say that if someone responds to a text message and just uses a period instead of an explanation point, I'm like, oh. I get a little, like, that's not as enthusiastic as I was hoping for. Like, if someone just says, that's fine, and then just period, I'm like, oh, is it really, though?
Okay, period. Do we have to put exclamation points on the end of everything?
Yes, if it's a bright, happy tone, like, yes, that just kind of, it's a nice tone. I feel like an exclamation point automatically means nice tone. I'll even use emojis. I probably way overuse emojis just because, again, I like to convey happiness and positivity in text.
Elena says the ellipsis can come across as being kind of jerk mode.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I just was kind of like, there's other things I want to say, but I don't have time to say it right now.
That is crazy.
Or like, there's more, but I'm not going to bore you with that right now, kind of a thing.
So, Sasha, I mean, I appreciate you reaching out to us. I think that it's a little much for you to...
If that's your worst problem with this boss at work, I think you're fine. take it for what it is. If you already know these big words, you're already going to be there when she immediately gives the meaning.
Then feel like you're in the inner circle if you already know
the
big words, right? Janetta says, when she uses a word, light up and say, ooh, I know what that means, while simultaneously raising your hand. Again, it's a boss, though. Do we want to
call her out on it?
Yeah.
Shauna said, ask her. Hey, just curious as to why you give me the definition of certain words as you say them. Mm-hmm. Or do you even realize that you're doing that? Openness and honesty goes a long way.
Yeah, I think so. And I agree with a lot of people who are commenting. This is not an HR issue. So
right, yeah. And it is a little petty. But maybe as you get to know this boss a little bit more and maybe you develop more of a rapport, then maybe you could bring it up and just like, hey, do you realize you do that? We know those words. And maybe you can get to the point where you can have that kind of a conversation without coming off as super petty.
I was going to say, even that
aggressive.
Like sounds like you're being petty.
It does.
A little extra.
It does. On the grand scheme of things, of issues that people could have with bosses.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is really low, like count your blessings.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Sasha, hopefully that helps. All right, that's diving into the DMs. If you have anything to contribute or to add to, you feel free, text or call 502-795-1997.
If you go down the comments on Facebook, there are others that are just like, Aaron, that's obnoxious. I call her out on it. Do it back to her. Ask her why. Tell her you graduated elementary school and know the meaning of words.
Oh my
gosh. If you get fired, then all the better.
If you get fired, then all the better. People are not helping.
There's a variety of opinions on this.
All right. 795-1997, 795-1997. I really feel like after reading some of the comments that if you ever do ask for our help with anything, you take everything that is said with a grain of salt because you've got to sift through about 90% of sarcasm just to get to a couple nuggets of actual truth and reality.
Well, and life experience, because that's always the thing. We toss that out there thinking maybe someone has been in this similar situation and you can, you know, provide some expertise.
But people have no regard for your job. No regard for...
Nope.
We had Sasha reach out and was like, hey, my boss is just kind of doing this annoying thing where she literally explains these words that she uses in sentences right after she uses them. And I'm like...
And it feels very condescending, like, you know, she thinks we're too dumb to know what she's talking about.
Right, exactly. It's just like, Steven, ask her if she's preparing for a spelling bee. Get a little notebook from Walgreens, start writing down all the things she says. And when she asks what you're doing, you can say you're writing a dictionary for her.
You know what? Maybe by the time Christmas rolls around, they'll have a good rapport with her, right? And then maybe you can have like a little office spelling bee. And
Christmas then write,
keep track of all these words and then just maybe have a little surprise or a little spelling bee. That might be fun.
I mean, hopefully you can have that sort of relationship with your boss. And maybe it's just the fact that she's 3 months in and you're learning about her, her personality and all that stuff. And you're just not gelling. I don't know.
But if it's just this, don't let it get contentious over this. And this is what I mean by contentious. Awkward or, you know.
Exactly. But don't look at the Facebook comments and sit there and go, oh, maybe I'll do that. Because they are going to get you fired.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. All right, cool. Well, anyways, thank you for reaching out, Sasha. And
what we're saying is sometimes the advice isn't dispensed with a lot of gentle tone.
Right.
Right. Sometimes they just get a little brutal. This is the dumbest thing I've ever read in a long time.
Oh, exactly. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and say hello to Lynette calling us from Shively. Hi, Lynette.
Hello.
Lynette, will you tell us the game that you think we're playing?
Drunken adult.
That's right, Lynette.
That's a fun game.
Yes, I love it. So Lynette, she hails from Shively, has sandy brown hair, and is engaged. Congratulations.
No, thank you.
You are so welcome. So when's the lucky day?
We don't know yet. We're going through a lot right now. Not relationship-wise, but health-wise.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you just take care of yourselves first, okay?
All right, so Lynette, little kid, drunk adult, Kelly's going to explain how a game works.
You're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did that story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid, or were they a drunk adult?
Okay. All right, sounds easy. Here we go. First one, Lynette.
So I cried when my waiter called me Pudgy.
Ooh.
Oh, we cried too.
Cried when waiter called him Pudgy.
Little kid.
Okay, Kelly.
I mean, it could go either way.
Yes.
You could be an emotional drunk.
Yes.
But I'll stick with you on little kid. I'll stick with you.
Okay. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, oh, little kid is right. Oh no.
I was very insecure about my weight. My waiter noticed that I ate 5 slices of pizza in one sitting.
Oh.
And he said, that's impressive even for a pudgy kid.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Whoa.
And I instantly started crying in front of the whole restaurant.
Oh, that's a sad one. All right. Well, Lynette, you're 1-for-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I won a full Pirates of the Caribbean box set because I had the best pirate impersonation.
All right.
Okay.
Best pirate impersonation.
Let's see. I'm going to go with drunken adult.
Drunken adult?
I think drunk adult, too, because, I mean, that's kind of how Captain Jack Sparrow sounds naturally, right?
Right, I guess.
You're going to nail it as drunk adult.
Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were.
Right.
Yes, two for two.
I went to my favorite bar, and it was National Talk Like a Pirate Day, and they were giving away a full box set of all the Pirates of the Caribbean. I ended up having the best pirate accent in the whole bar.
There you go. There it is. Lynette, can you talk like a pirate?
Hey, how you doing?
I love it. Your pirate is fantastic.
That is
I love
spot
it.
Spot on pirate.
All right, last one. You're 2-for-2 so far. Good job. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
So here's my story. I was kicked by a pony.
Oh.
Ouchie.
Kicked by a pony.
Let's see. Drunk adult.
All right.
Okay. Well, I hope it's not a little kid.
All right, so... So are both of you saying drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult, too.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, no! Wow!
Oh, no!
Dang!
Oh, no!
All right, what happened?
I was at a birthday party, and some other kid tried to feed the pony, didn't ride to all the kids, some ice cream. And I just happened to be standing behind it at the time. And apparently the pony loved the cookies and cream so much that it just pulled off and kicked me right in the chest.
Ouch.
And I was, just crying, and all the other kids were laughing at me. So that's my story. Little kid.
Okay.
Little kid.
Well, I guess it wasn't too bad because he didn't end up in the hospital.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. Really well, bad. Hey, Lynette, you know what? 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congratulations. You're a winner. You are so welcome. It's the 12 days of giveaways. We're hooking you up with 4 tickets. Count them, 4 tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters coming in January.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Was that a surprise to you?
Yes.
Was there something else?
I was going to say.
Just like a group therapy where you're finding out the present and you really don't like it?
Yeah.
But you don't want to hurt our feelings?
I thought it was bonefish, but I'll still take it.
All right.
Goldfish?
No, bonefish.
Oh, bonefish.
Bonefish. Yeah. So we'll see what we can do for you, Lynette, okay? Lynette, congrats. Hang on the line a quick sec. Thank you so much for playing.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, she's great. I love it. So listen, we need more stories. If you have one you think might be difficult to figure out, they give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
You know, sometimes you see drama and weird things on Facebook. Maybe you just click on a thread and you're like, ooh, all right. And you just sit back and you eat your popcorn and watch all the people commenting on the post.
Hang out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
So Amanda calls out gamers over the age of 30.
Oh, boy.
She thinks they're losers.
obviously this stirs up some feelings.
All right, so Kelly is going to be Amanda. There's Danny, there's Skip, both played by me, and then Lily is also played by Kelly. This is Facebook Fight Theater.
If you play video games regularly and you're over the age of 30, you're a loser. Sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
You do makeup tutorials and upload them daily. They're for insecure bimbos. Sorry, not sorry.
My makeup tutorials help women through depression and anxiety. You are 37 years old and play Fortnite. You're a loser, Danny.
Wow. Okay. Already.
Okay.
We're throwing barbs at people.
It's aggressive. Yep.
Video games are not for losers. Women who complain about video games simply don't like seeing men happy.
Oh, wow.
Their looks start to fade, so they turn their rage against video games and gamers. It's misdirected rage and bad look for females in general.
Dang it.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
My ex called himself a, quote, gamer. I guess being a gamer means you never get off the couch and you ignore your girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
I'm with Amanda. Video games after the age of 30 are pathetic and sad.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang.
Upsetting people, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
If I had to guess, video games had nothing to do with why you couldn't keep your man, Lily.
Oh, boy.
You probably nagged him too much, like most females, and he had enough. Literally, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Oh, wow. She does, a little.
Amanda started this whole thing by saying people who play video games are losers. I'm a gamer, and I'm not a loser.
Yeah.
I'm a good person.
Yes.
I donate to the homeless.
Yeah,
well,
Danny.
That's good.
That is good.
Oh.
You so-called gamers are so toxic and aggressive. You hate women because none of us will sleep with your pathetic, gross-looking carcasses.
Oh,
you die alone with your controller in one hand and your in the other.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Damn, Amanda just destroyed all you non-loving getting doughboys. She's spitting facts and all you can do is take it like the pathetic simps that you are. Hashtag game over.
Wow, okay.
Okay, all right.
Tempers flare when someone calls out gamers over the age of 30.
There were generalizations made there that I don't think were completely fair.
No. I mean, that's social media for you, right?
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can always send us a message or on social media or benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
I feel like this is also kind of a Ben and Kelly court case. He says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I think what I did was totally in the right, but my wife thinks I was a little too jerky. So my wife and I got dinner Saturday, and I was tasked with driving to the place and picking it up. No worries. We ordered online, set up curbside pickup. I drove to the restaurant. All five curbside spots were taken. There are three people in the cars waiting, two cars next to each other with no one in them, because two people have left their cars and are inside the restaurant sitting there eating. The worst. So now I can't pull in, enter a number, and wait for my food. So I parallel parked in front of them, blocking the two vehicles in. I call the place, tell them I was outside. They said, we're just finishing your order. We'll be out in a few minutes. In the meantime, one of the guys comes out to his car and he is fuming. He's yelling at me to say, you need to move. I need to get out of here. I calmly said, well, if you were parked in a proper spot in the first place, I could have pulled into a spot and not blocked you in. But you inconvenienced me, so now I'm returning the favor.
I made them sit there and wait as he beeped the horn and yelled at me until they came out with my food.
Wow.
About 2 minutes later.
Wow.
Am I the jerk here? Thanks, guys.
Dang. Okay, so, yeah, he definitely took it to another level by not moving.
I get
how you're frustrated because those spots are for, like, you know, people who are going to be there only a few minutes and leave.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Not people who walk in and sit down and get their dinner.
Understood. However, once he came out, you could have just moved up a scotch.
I know. That's
let him out and just be like, hey, next time, don't park in the curbside if you're going in to sit and eat.
Listen, there are tons of text messages already that are like, totally would have done the same thing and sat there.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Derek says, not all heroes wear a cape. This guy is awesome.
Wow.
Eric says, yes, he's a jerk, but I would have done the same thing.
Oh, my.
my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Tanya says, Tanya, Texas Roadhouse will tow your car if you're parked in those carryout spots. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to know that you're there, though, you know. And
yeah, I don't know if a lot of people that are, like, monitoring
right,
that.
Right, for sure, for sure. Oh, my gosh. All of the text messages, like I said, are team this guy.
Oh, yeah. Chris said I would have done the same thing. I actually got in a fight over a parking spot at Bass Pro. I'm super petty.
Oh,
LOL.
Oh, my gosh. I'm Bass Pro. Is that just cliche or is it me?
Oh, no, no, no. That's 1,000% cliche, but right. It's nothing like what Patrick did. Oh. He said, I once used a bike chain lock to lock a grocery cart through a guy's car door because he left it in the middle of a parking spot.
What?
What?
So he sacrificed his own bike chain in order to prove a point?
Yes. That's crazy.
That is.
I mean, I am kind of stunned at the amount of support. This guy, like, nope, would have done the same thing.
Aubrey's on the phone. Aubrey, what's your take on it real quick?
It involves a designated parking spot. So there's handicap parking spots, right? Mm-hmm. I work at Kroger, and fortunately enough for me, I work right in front of the entrance. Mm-hmm. So I get to see everything that happens in the parking lot, and let me tell you, it is a dramatic show every day.
So, really? We
actually had this car that was like parked halfway in a handicap spot and then like halfway in the regular spot, right?
Oh.
This poor old lady driving her big old Grand Taurus was pulling in. We don't really know if she like maybe had like a stroke or a seizure or something like that. Well, she ended up hitting this guy in the parking lot for the handicap spot because she was trying to pull into the handicap spot.
Right.
Well, come to find out, they found the people that owned that car and they were stealing $400 worth of groceries.
Oh, geez.
So this is like a setting the bar story.
So they needed, they needed like a quick getaway. So they needed
both
spots.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was like a real quick, like we're going to go in and out. And they just like grabbed a whole bunch of stuff, threw it all in this basket.
Gosh.
I kid you not. $400 worth of groceries that they were trying to steal. We call LMPD.
Mm-hmm.
They come out and they're like, what's going on? And then they're kids, they're college kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, what happened? They're like, oh, well, we thought we paid for this stuff. And
really,
you thought you paid for $400 right. worth of stuff? Sure. Okay.
Wow.
College is not doing you well. Go elsewhere.
Right.
So this wasn't the first time it happened.
Oh, no.
This was like the third time they've come in and done it. So this little old lady, she turned out to be perfectly fine. She wasn't paying attention. And she was trying to pull into the handicap spot and just so happened to hit the people that were trying to steal $400.
That is such
a... She was the real hero.
My gosh.
Divine intervention. And
yes.
Karma is real. Don't steal food from the K. Roger because, you know, somebody might just accidentally hit you.
Some little old lady maybe. Right. Some little old lady looking for the parking spot may accidentally hit you.
She just wanted some bread and butter, man. She ended up getting the kid arrested. And I think we ended up actually giving her a gift card.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
All right. Well, cool.
Oh, my gosh.
There's your setting the bar story for today, too.
I love it. Aubrey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Love you.
Bye. That's amazing. That was a bona fide crime ring she busted up.
I know. So what we're saying is there is a lot of drama surrounding those reserved parking spots.
Uh-huh.
For sure. So,
okay.
So, yes, getting back to our guy, are we siding with his wife saying that was kind of pulling a jerk move?
I think so. I think it's just kind of making a bad situation worse. I would have said something and then moved.
Okay.
He could have handled it
a little bit differently, especially when the person comes out, because you never know. But just know that you're getting a lot of support.
Right, yes. Your feelings were valid about it, but when they came out to, you know, confront you, then you could have been like, well, don't park there.
Yeah.
If you're going to go sit and eat and then move.
All right. That is diving into the DMs. Again, if you want to message us at Ben and Kelly Show, simple. We'll take it, toss it out to our listeners, and see if we can get you a little bit of support there for you.
But granny for the win at the K. Roger.
Right, for sure.
For laughs first, loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this. You laugh, you lose Supreme Victor Trophy and, glorious, you know, bragging rights for at least a week, right?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
I've been
right
on a losing streak lately, have I not?
You have?
I feel like I have.
I don't think that's accurate, Kelly.
Really? Did I win last week?
I think you won last week.
Oh, look at me.
So, yeah, losers go first. That would be me. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I've just crossed a crocodile with a homing pigeon.
Really?
Yeah, that'll come back to bite me.
Ouchie. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of jokes about unemployed people.
Oh, yeah?
Unfortunately, none of them work.
What is the best kind of music to listen to when fishing?
What is the best kind of music to listen to when fishing?
Something catchy.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Walked into a liquor store. A guy working there asked me, do you need any help?
Uh-huh.
I said, yes, but I'm here to get whiskey instead.
Oh, okay. What is Whitney Houston's favorite coordination?
What is it?
Hand eye
coordination. Got it.
Coordination.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Visited my friend at his new house. He told me to make myself at home.
Yeah.
So I threw him out. I hate visitors.
Oh. You know, Kelly, I have a condition.
Yeah.
Where I can only poop on large land masses.
Wow. We should probably get that checked.
Yeah. Doctor calls it incontinence.
Again,
large land assets.
Get that checked out.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What's green and not heavy?
What?
Light green. Also a baby frog.
Also a leaf.
That too.
I was recently confronted by an ex who said that I treated her like a dog.
Oh, yeah?
That's a big stretch.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My therapist told me to write letters to everyone who's hurt me and then burn them.
Oh.
I've done that.
Uh-huh.
Now what I do with the letters?
Oh. This is deathy.
Little.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, why is it so painful to give birth?
Why is it so painful to give birth?
Well, so for once, women didn't know what it's like for a guy to have a cold.
Yes. 1,000%. They are the same.
Yeah.
They are the same.
A little sniffle.
Okay, buckle in for this one. It's from Uncle Joe.
Oh.
It's a little bit of a story joke.
Okay.
Plane is on its way to Toronto, and a blonde in economy class gets up and moves to the first class section, sits down.
Uh-huh.
Flight attendant watches her do this, asks to see her ticket.
Okay.
She then tells the blonde that she paid for economy class. She's going to have to go sit in the back.
Okay.
And the blonde says, I'm blonde, I'm beautiful, I'm going to Toronto, and I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Flight attendant goes to the cockpit, tells the pilot and the co-pilot what happened. Co-pilot goes back to the blonde, tries to explain that her ticket is economy, she's going to have to return to her seat.
Uh-huh.
The blonde replies, I'm blonde, I'm beautiful, I'm going to Toronto, and I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Co-pilot tells the pilot, probably should have police waiting for this unreasonable blonde, and the pilot says, oh, you say she's blonde? I'll handle this. I speak blonde. I'm married to a blonde.
Okay.
Goes back to the blonde, whispers in her ear, and she says, oh, I'm so sorry. Gets up, goes back to her seat in economy. Flight attendant and the co-pilot are amazed.
Right.
Ask him what he said to make her move without any fuss. I told her first class isn't going to Toronto.
That was a long setup.
It was. It was.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
What's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
What is the difference?
The taste. I'll take that.
I knew the answer.
I did know the answer. But always make sure. Always make sure you.
Know the difference.
Well, you check under the tongue first before.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stop with the gestures.
Yeah.
Can we acknowledge how hard I worked with the blonde joke? Can we acknowledge that?
That was that took most of the time.
I took y'all on a trip.
You did.
Didn't
to
I?
Toronto.
To Toronto.
You did.
Without the blonde, though, she didn't go.
That is You Laugh, You Lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club on 99.7 DJX.
Gross thermometer.
We get to feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So Raven Whitaker Smith was 11 years old when she met Jason Smith as her principal, sitting outside his office after getting suspended for getting in a fight with a classmate.
Mm.
So they started talking about her behavior, and that is when he started to learn a little more about her background.
So I asked her, you know, is that appropriate behavior? Is that something that you would do if you were out at a restaurant with your family or friends? And that's when she said no, that she didn't get to go to restaurants. So I'd ask her, okay, so why, you know, don't you go to restaurants? And she said, well, she lived in a group home and they just never got a chance to go. So at that point, I had felt like she just needed a hand, needed help.
It was really weird at first because, like, in my mind, I thought of him as the bad guy because I was always, like, getting in trouble, but it was my fault. And so it was like really weird at first, but then I, for my first weekend visitation, they made me feel like extremely welcome, like I was already in the family. I feel like I always knew that they were going to be my parents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were never able to have a family of their own, so they started fostering kids, and they fostered Raven for 2.5 years and finally adopted her in 2017.
Nice.
And now she's in college at UK studying social work so she can help other kids like
her. Oh, I love that.
Isn't that great?
I love that.
Their story's awesome. Wave 3 featured it as well. You can see it on our website, WDJX.com.